Welcome to our Rocket Basketball Podcast, brought to you by Max Custom Tent and Detail on South Main Street in Marion. Stop by and see the McKinneys. They'll tint your windows and clean your car up to perfection. Today we want to talk to Coach Shannon Hodge. We visited with her right after the Lady Rockets beat Caldwell County on the road Tuesday night. And she talks a little bit about that game as well as being 4-0 and heading into the Lyon County game.
I think this team is just starting to figure out kind of things that we're capable of. You know, we've talked a lot in all through last year and throughout the off season and the preseason about becoming more mentally mature and more confident in what we're doing. We've gained a lot of, I think, physical strength and developed some skills, and you know, we're figuring out how to go about getting those wins. And we have a lot of people that contribute very different things, and you know, that's coming together. And you know, I told them after the game tonight, we didn't get as many people on the floor as I normally do, and you know, that wasn't a planned thing. It just happens to be a gut thing when you're coaching and you're making decisions. But this one is as much about this team coming together, you know, as anything. And I'm proud of you. And I thought for a little while we played hesitant, but then there at the end we got a little more scrappy. So you know, Kyla Moss, I thought, got her nose in there, and man, got a hand on a lot of balls and got a lot of rebounds, and you know, got some deflections that were big. And you know, but they're all coming around and just learning, you know, what it takes, I think.
The Lyon County coming up on Friday, a big district game. You come in at 1-0, they come in at 1-0. They're the favorite team in the district, probably.
Right, and I think so. I think so, definitely, with the personnel that they have that's coming back. You know, they're you know, probably the most experienced and seasoned team, and you know, but you know, I think we've come a long way. So I think it's a wide open. I think it'll be a barn burner, and you know, extremely competitive, and I'm looking forward to it. That's the kind of games that you know, you really look forward to. This team still has so far to go, hadn't scratched the surface, really, of everybody being clicking on all cylinders. See spurts of it.
Mm-hmm.
See spurts of it, and it looks really good. So we'll just continue to work to try to make those spurts last longer.
Well, certainly this is a big step forward, beating Caldwell down
definitely.
Here at Princeton.
Definitely.
All right. Good luck, Coach Hodge, Friday night.
Thank you.
Now, the Lady Rockets will play the first game on Friday night at 6 p.m., followed by the boys' game. And we're going to catch up now with Coach Dennis Hodge and Landon Young, his senior guard, who poured in 39 points at Caldwell County. We're going to talk about that victory and the upcoming Lyon County game.
Coach Hodge, they've been dubbed the unknown guys in gray. And after two games, people are starting to take notice who these guys really are.
Yeah, you know, Chris, I really don't know how good these guys can be. And I told you all preseason, everybody asked me, how y'all going to be? And my honest answer was, I don't know. I know they work hard. I know they're going to scrap. I know they're coachable. You know, I know that I can get on them and they'll keep playing. But I'm starting to see that, you know, they're going to be a little better than what I thought. And it's a long season. If
right.
we were 0-2, I'd say the same thing. It's a long season. But with that being said, they've got two wins that they should be, and they really are humbled and tremendously proud of, mm-hmm. to beat a team like Caldwell County and to beat any Trigg County team. Yeah, you know, and I will tell you, you know, we're going to live with the jump shot, and we're going to die with the jump shot many times. And you know, I got a little upset with Kobe Watson tonight, and he had the opportunity to get a foul on Eli Pepper there, and he didn't do it, and you know. Neither, I just got mad, so I got mad and I yelled at him. But, you know, I may have to yell at him again because he reeled off about 10 straight points. So we're going to keep,
Kobe,
you know, attacking.
Was feeling it,
we're going to keep
it?
Attacking inside with Kobe and Dakota. But there's going to be nights that you're going to come to me and say, hey, y'all just were a little cold tonight. You were 1-for-15 from a three-point land. And I'm going to say, yeah. But there's also going to be nights that, you know, those three-pointers give us a chance to get back in it, because it's like a boxer with a good strong right hook. If you got good shooters, you always got a chance.
And very cool at the line there in overtime.
Yeah, we practice a lot of situations, Chris. You know, in practice we'll practice 30-second situation, 1-minute situations, and they've probably already had 25 or 30 wins and losses, you know, combined this year over those situations. So to me, It's fun when you get to play it with a bunch of people watching. And I think the kids to kind of take on that. They don't panic, you know, in situations. They just go play the situation.
So a 10-point victory at Trigg County, and then you come back over here to Caldwell County and get a double overtime win that really no one expected. And now you turn around and get ready for Lyon County, a doubleheader, varsity doubleheader on Friday night. How big is that game?
You know, any district game is huge, you know, especially if you've got the opportunity to win your second district game. But Lyon County is a really good ball club, and they've got Jericho Wilkerson. And anytime that you have Jericho Wilkerson, you've got a chance. And Coach Emery's a wonderful guard coach, and he does a great job of keeping the floor spread. So, you know, if we have to play from behind, it could be a long night. If we play from ahead, it could be a long night for them. So.
We've got a pretty good backcourt, too. 39 points from Landon Young tonight.
You know, a lot of things, when you got good players, it just makes you look a lot smarter. And, you know, at times, it wasn't anything I did coaching-wise. Landon was just able to score the basketball. And I've always said, man, I wish I had a guy that could go out and put up 30. And I got a guy that can go out and put up 30, and it's pretty nice.
All right. Well, we look forward to Friday night to see Lyon County get that second district victory. We have Landon Young here. Landon, tell us how big these two victories are for the team's psyche.
They're huge, absolutely huge. We couldn't ask for any more from our players, the starters, the ones coming off the bench. We're always the underdogs. We've been that way for years. And now, you know, we beat our district rival, Trigg, at Trigg. That was a huge win. That was Peyton's first loss since he's been at Trigg. And now we go and beat some of the best athletes in the region in double overtime at their home court, too. It's absolutely unreal what we're capable of doing.
It's unbelievable. The unknown guys in gray, as you've been dubbed, and really that has a lot of connotations to it. You guys just came out of nowhere. Nobody expected this, but here you are with two big wins, and now we got Lyon County. And how big will that game be?
It'll be big, too. We're going to make ourselves known. You know, you said we're the unknown guys in gray, but we're out to make ourselves known, you know. We worked hard, and we deserve these wins. All of our guys do. I'm happy for them. I'm proud of them. Couldn't ask for any more.
Great job.
Thank you, sir.
And again, this Rocket broadcast is brought to you by Max Custom Tent and Detail on South Main Street in Marion, Kentucky.